Two Yetzers, the Yetzer for Vodazorah, the Yetzer for Arias. The interrelation between those two, we call the one Tumas Parah and we call the other one Tumas Amalek. And we said we would discuss today what those two concepts are. This I heard from him 50 years ago already. This is not new Torah, but the Yesoidus are more relevant today. When Klal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim, 30 yom lifnei chag, we have to learn about Pesach. Rabbi Yisrael, it's Pesach coming. You got matzahs yet?
Not yet.
What are you talking about? 30 yom. Make sure you get matzahs. There's going to be a shortage of matzahs in this country this year. You must make sure you get matzah. All the Jews that don't have in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, or in Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, where are they going to get matzahs from? They don't make more matzahs than they need.
Eat less.
There's two rules about making matzahs. Let me teach you something. You never make more matzahs than you need because nobody eats matzah after Pesach.
We do.
Number two, yeah, a few people do, but that's only from your leftovers. No one goes and buys matzah, kosher the Pesach matzahs
no,
after Pesach.
That's
what I'm saying. Sort of. The second thing is at least 10 to 12% of Israelis aren't in Israel on Pesach. So when they make matzahs, they take into account that 10 to 12% of Israelis are not in Israel. This year, those 10 to 12% of Israelis are going to be in Israel. So there's not enough matzahs. Finished. Though.
There's also people who aren't coming.
So hotels are going to be packed. No one knows how to make Pesach. Everyone goes to hotels for Pesach. What do you do? Stay at home and make Pesach? Who knows how to do that? So we're going to local hotels instead of going to Cyprus and Greece and Egypt for Pesach. They'll stay at home and go to the hotels here. Anyway, weiter. When the Jews were living in Mitzrayim under the rulership of Paro, Hayisa Milchoma Keneged Hashem. The war was against Hashem. Who trained Vayim and me Hashem? Hashem Shema Bekoili. Who's Hashem that I have to listen to him? Paro said. There was the Yetzer for Avodah Zorah. We know that the Mitzrayim were great exponents of the mystical arts of Avodah Zorah. Keneged Ze, Horona and Kodesh Boch Hu Nisim. So what did Hashem do? You want to know who I am? I'll show you who I am. And Hashem revealed himself until the Mitzrim said, until the Mitzrim will know that I'm Hashem. They don't know who I am? No, I'll introduce myself to them. With Nisim v'moifsim, he introduced himself to them good and proper. Good and proper. Like he's doing in the world today. Achrei kein yitzanu l'midbo. Then what happened? Went into the midbo. Sham b'midbo kva enes ha-nisoyin shel mi Hashem asher eshma b'koilo. The nisoyin, who's Hashem that I need to listen to? We don't have that problem anymore. Because we know who Hashem is. Sham adarava ha-matzav boru v'nehir. It was crystal clear who Hashem was. B'nei Yisrael yoydim ha-magishim v'chaim shebeli ha-kodosh bohu ein lehem lechem loichol v'lo tipes maim lishtot. What were they eating? What were they drinking? They were eating Nisim and drinking Nisim. They knew without Hashem there's nothing to eat, there's nothing to drink. They did, understood that this is Hashem. And against that backdrop, 10 tests, we tested Hashem in the Midbar. You know it's Hashem, because every morning you go outside, there's Mon there. And the Mon's miraculous. And you want to drink, where's the water coming from? No water in the desert. Coming from Ben Miriam, Nisim, I call Nisim, and you're still testing? It wasn't an external Yetzahara. Look, we had in Mitzrayim with Paro, it was an external Yetzahara, the drive towards Avodah Zorah. It was an internal Yetzahara, the Yetzahara that we got when Adam Rishon was Eichel from the Eitzah Das Toivero. That Yetzer Hara was now Bo'er. Matzaveni Kiyoim Magbil Lalichosom Shul Bnei Yisrael B'midbo. Truma Knis El Eretz Yisrael U'B'Magbil Troim Bo Shul Mashiach. Our situation today is like Klal Yisrael was in the Midbo. They came to Eretz Yisrael up till when Mashiach will come. Yotzanu miparoi, shebekola tukufos, mikola golios, sheshaovdu osanu venisilim kolanu, kol mide ilogiyot, shoynes umishonos. We've come out of the period of Paro. where they try to sell us all different ideologies that are connected to the Torah. Try this. We tried everything. We've been through a long gollus and we tried every ideology in the world. They try to machanach us in this way and that way. There's no ideology. No one has ideology today. People are doing a virus today because they have an ideology, because there's some kind of philosophy involved. Who's got any ideology left? Is there any ideology out there? When was the last time you had a deep philosophical discussion with somebody out there today?
It's a technology.
It's taiva. It's kulu taiva. It's all taiva. It's not about ideology. No one's coming to you with Aristotle and with deep philosophical questions anymore. Why are you doing that, kid? You know the Torah is true. Of course I know the Torah is true. So why are you doing that? Bali. Why aren't you doing this? No, Bali. It's all about what's good for me and what I enjoy and what I do. It's all about fun. Entertainment. That's taiva. Mamash kubon meisel b'mitba shechayv nisim geluim. Today we live with nisim geluim. Anybody whose eyes are even half open, you're living with nisim geluim. What is out there? There's anything left of what the world has to offer us? There's anything other than Torah and Hashem that's meaningful, that has anything to sell you? No. So what is it? Gil tells me that he can't get a yeshiva because there's a game next week. He has to be at the game. Just stop for a minute. Understand. It's mouth-watching football. But you're going to wreck your life. You're sleeping in the street. You've got nowhere to go. Your parents have kicked you out the house. You've got nowhere to go. You're living in the street. There's a yeshiva that's prepared to take you in, but you have to go now, but you can't go because tomorrow there's a game. You have to go watch Tel Aviv and Haifa playing, and if you miss the game, it's a catastrophe. So you won't watch a game. What's the problem? Yani, chayev. Mima chayev lacham. You chayev, what do you mean? If you don't go to the game, they'll put you in jail? You go to Gehenna? I mean, mima chayev lacham. Yani, chayev. What is that? That's ideology? Kicking a ball is an ideology? That's what. 50 years ago, 80 years ago, there was communism, there was a scholar, there was deep philosophical discussions about what, where, how, who. Today, there's anything? Who's got any ideology today? Is an ideology out there today? Well, seriously, when was the last time you had a deep philosophical discussion with anybody out there today? But that's in here, I'm talking about out there.
I don't even know the answers myself when they started
it. I'm just saying, nobody's interested. No one's coming with Aristotle in his back pocket today. You don't need rum calls today to Makarov anybody. You don't need that. It's all bad. If you would, you'll convince the guy that the Torah is true. Asma, I've got a game. Ani chayev. Ani asik. So what, that's me Hashem? Or is that taiva? That's taiva. He enjoys a game, so he goes and watches a game. I'm not criticizing anybody here. I understand that that's a Yetzirah, and it's a very addictive Yetzirah. Well, Maz, is it taiva or is it Mi Hashem? That's Paro? Paro would laugh at a guy like that. Paro would be insulted by somebody like that. Paro couldn't tolerate somebody like that in his entourage. He was a deep thinker. He was fighting a war against Hashem. But Stam, you know Hashem and you just throw it away because you've got to watch some guys kicking a ball. That's what's important to you. No, he's in shock. That's what he's talking about. Yetzanani Paro. We're out of Paro already.
But if you throw Hashem, in fact, you don't believe.
If what?
You don't believe if you don't think it's the Emet.
You know it's the MS, you believe it, and you still carry on doing what you're doing.
It's impossible.
It's not. Haraya, I'll bring you not. In Seichel, we can't understand it. But we see it Bechush today that's what's happening. That's what's happening, we see it.
We said in the past. It's like cigarettes. People smoking at the end. No, they don't.
They do know. I smoked for 30 years, you know. You can't stop.
Because
you're addicted.
It's poison. You will take no.
They still do.
That means if you say it's
poison. Because it's Rav Dessler answers your question. Yeah. Brilliant. Rav Dessler answers your question. If every time you saw someone with a cigarette, they dropped dead, no one would smoke. Yeah. The problem is it doesn't kill you quickly. It kills you slowly. Because no one ever died from one cigarette.
Yes.
Why do people smoke? He goes to bed at night coughing blood. Coughing blood, swearing that he's never going to have a cigarette in his life again. Yeah, he wakes up in the morning, he's feeling a little better. What does he think to himself? Just one cigarette. No one ever died from a cigarette. He says one more cigarette. He never had more than one cigarette ever in his life, this guy. If you smoke 20 a day, it can kill you. But I don't smoke 20 a day, I'm just having one more cigarette. But Tesla describes this. So Tesla made a shwur, a neder, not to smoke. That's how he understood addiction. Eventually, it was matzah the neder, and he never smoked again. He was scared of the neder. But Rav Dessler made a neder to stop smoking. He understood the koyach of smoking. Nobody ever smoked more than one cigarette at a time. That's the point. Rav Tetz spoke about it here. A guy was wheeled in on a bed without arms and legs. Rigged up like a wire thing to continue smoking. Berger's disease. From cigarette smoking, your nerve endings fragment and you have to have amputations. Rav Tetz said he saw the guy being wheeled in without arms and legs after watching one leg go, a second leg, an arm, and he's still smoking.
Because we have addiction.
Because one cigarette doesn't hurt him anybody.
Yes, but we have a step where you have addiction.
It's the same as.
He's a gunner, he may as well smoke.
How did he get there? But how did he get there?
He's too late,
doesn't it? No, when they took off his first leg, that's the point. I'm saying why? Because no one ever lost a leg because of one cigarette. And then all I'm having is one cigarette. If you ever smoked and you know what it is to give up smoking, you know that what I'm saying is MS. It's not even one cigarette. The Yetzirah doesn't even tell you to have one cigarette. The Yetzirah says just have one puff. Very lucky.
But it's like Paro, at the end, he cannot make tshuva. It was too much inside. That means it's also the same problem.
We have a matzav in the world today, they have to understand. We'll see what that is. That's called Amalek. Where you can know the truth and turn your back on it.
I don't say it's a tuma. It's a real tuma. It's too low and cannot react.
We all see today the world's living with Nisim. Anybody today who lives half a Torah life knows that you're living with Nisim. Mi yuchol lasbir ech mishpachos gedolos kamo shelanu mitparnasos. How do families survive yet today? Ech mechanchim yeladim. Hallo, ze mamash lamala mederech hateva. The world today, the economic world in this country today is malam hateva. Our existence in this country today is malam hateva. You think that living in this country is derech hateva? You're missing the plot. We begin as man min ha-shamayim. You see it, come on, shoot, man min ha-shamayim. Anu chai b'matzav doim ala do ha-mitbo. We live with the door ha-mitbo. You live with Hashem. No one's stopping you from giving the mitzvahs. Hashem's taking care of us. There's 100 Arabs out there trying to kill us and they can't. With all their efforts and whatever they're trying, they can't. Hashem doesn't let them. We'll not attend them. The open miracles. Hard to explain. מי יוכל להב הנה סמצב שבו שונאינו השכם וערב מכריזים שהם מחסלים אותנו והקודש ברוך הוא מצילו מיודו. Big countries with major power, atomic power, are threatening day in and out, they're going to kill us, they're going to wipe us out. And if they would, who would be bothered? Who, if Iran came and wiped us from one of us off the face of the earth, do you think anybody would lift a finger to help? I'm just telling you, if they would wipe us out in 1 second, they could do it, no one would bother, so why don't they? They hate us, they want to kill us, because Hashem won't let them. Poshut. You think they're worried about what the United Nations will pass resolutions? They'll take this place and they could blow us out of existence within a few minutes. They don't even have to, you know what, they don't even need to pull the trigger. They have to decide one day that every Arab in the surrounding nations is having a Mongolian gun soccer. Just walk across the border, and they tried it, just to make us realize it's possible. They just have to, 100 million Arabs walk into this country, what are you going to do? Drop an atom bomb on them, you can't because you kill yourself. How many can you kill? So you'll kill 30 million. By the time you kill 30 million, there'll be nothing left here. I'll give you another example. What's stopping them from coming into Beit Shemesh and buying up dirahs? Like they're doing all over in the Negev. Or Fakim, Netivot, Steirot. These are things buying dirahs. Where do they get the money from? From Saudi. It's cheaper to buy dirahs than to buy bombs and guns. Just buy up the country. What's the problem? So why aren't they? Hashem doesn't let them. He lets them do just enough to make you realize there's a miracle happening here. Dalet Hay Vav. Why don't the Arabs just come in there and buy it? They've got more money than you. You offered a million, they offered 2 million for the dirah. Why don't they get the dirahs? Aren't they doing it? No, seriously, ask yourself the question. Because Hashem won't let them. It's a miracle. It's an open miracle. For me, it's one of the biggest miracles of all of them. What's stopping them? Telstone. Why is Telstone not owned by Arabs? Why don't all the Arabs in Abu Ghosh get together? Why are Telstok? They're worried about being over the Isol of Sachmud. Mamada, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Ani Hoshev. And we live here, mamish, like in Gan Eden, right? Speak to people living the rest of the world. We're living with all that, with all the difficulties we're going through today, we're still in Gan Eden compared to other places. Kan mitgale yitzra hore chadash. There we have a new yitzra chadash. She'ad ayom lo yismoydedanu imoy. We never had to deal with this yitzra before. And that's why you don't believe it. Ech yechol yot shemishu ma'amin b'Hashem, believes in Hashem, knows it's Hashem, and at the same time, he's doing whatever he wants, and it's not a stira. Because it's new, we've never seen it before. Yetzahoyah sheleitzonus. Ze Amalek shepogo b'bnei Yisrael b'dacham b'midbo. We did actually have to deal with this once before, and that was on Purim. That was on Purim. Asher kolcho b'derech v'yazanev b'cho es kol hanachasholim acharecho. It's Amalek. We call Chavaderech, and he comes along and catches all the weak ones. Koicha shel Amalek shenikra leitz yair. Amalek's called a leitz. That's what he is. He's a leitz. But you see what that means. Kuprikas oil. Throwing off the yoke. It means you know you have a yoke, but you just you throw it away. It alamas mina emes afiluka shehe brura lelo kol sofek. Yeah, yeah. Read the words. Ignoring the truth, even though it's 100% to you, clear without any doubt. You know something with absolute clarity. You know that the cop standing next to you is a cop, and if you steal, you're going to jail, and you still steal. That's what he's describing. It sounds like a certain mashugas. It's mashuga. Who steals when there's a cop standing next to you? You know, that's what he's saying. If you look at Shehu, the truth is clear without any doubt, and you just pretend that you don't see.
Huh? Isn't it the Malik is Sophic?
Yes.
And it's also the same Gematria as Nachash.
But they don't get the patch right away.
Who?
The person that, when it's by the cop, he gets a patch right away from the cop. But by Hashem, he doesn't get a patch right
away. We mentioned that. In the Chinami, okay, no. But he knows the truth, and yet he's still able. We have to understand that this is the sort of what we have to understand in order to survive this generation. And for us, it's crazy. Whoever, it's a Ruach Shtutz Chadash, there's a new Ruach Shtutz that we've never had to deal with before. Yosod Zeh Mabir Etz HaMetziyut Bo Anu Shroi. That's the foundation of the Nisoyin that we're going through this generation. Lo Od Rayonis Kafrim, Lo Od Yetzar Chitzoini, Ela Amalek Lelechem Banu Yetzar HaLetzonis. It's not the philosophical kvira, the apikosis, the Haskalah ideas and philosophies we have to deal with. It's not the external Yetzahara anymore. It's a new Yetzahara, and we've experienced it along the way, called Amalek, which is Letzonus. That was Purim. That's why did Achashverosh need Haman? What did he need Haman for? He was the most powerful person in the world. If he wanted to get rid of the Yidden, he didn't need Haman for that. You read the Megillah, it looks like Achashverosh wasn't a bad guy. He really was quite a sweet guy. Just Haman was the troublemaker. Achashverosh wanted to wipe out the Yidden. He had no interest in having Yidden around. Why? So the Malbim says that Achashverosh was a melech bli hagbola. There's two types of melechs. Yeah, we've spoken about this before. Yeah. There's a melech who's a melech, who earned the malchus either through yichus or through being chosen by the people. He's bound by the rules of being a melech. There's Hilchus Melech. The country has rules and regulations of a melech. He can't just go into the storehouses, take out what he wants, do what he wants, and whatever he wants. He's a powerful man in town, but he's still bound by the limitations of the society. Correct? Then there's a melech who wasn't chosen, who wasn't inherited. He captured the throne. He's a usurper. That was Achashverosh. So he's a melech bli agbalot. He's a melech who doesn't have any limitations. He does what he wants when he wants. How are you going to limit me? I captured the throne. I didn't win the throne through the legal system of the country. I captured the throne, so I do what I want. But there's a problem. We all know that there's an enormous power in the world called the Yetzer Hara. Very powerful thing called the Yetzer Hara. Anybody ever experienced the Yetzer Hara knows he's the most powerful thing in the world. You know there's something more powerful than the Yetzer Hara?
Amen.
No, because even though you know that Hashem, the Yetzirah is still stronger than it. What is that? What is that? Good, but what if we have to make it more real in our language. Busha. Busha. A person can be in the grips of a wild Yetzirah that he knows he can't overcome. It's a fiery, blistering Yetzirah. Yeah? And he knows he can't not do the Seveira, and somebody looks through the window, what happened to the Yetzirah? Yes, someone walks into the room. Gone. The Yetzirah is gone. The Yetzirah is gone. Busha. I don't know if that, I don't know. It could be, I don't know. I don't know if he was embarrassed because of that. I don't know if it was Busha. I'm talking about something called Busha. That might be something else. Maybe there's an aspect of it. Somebody walks into the room. What happened to the Yetzirah? It was a fiery furnace 30 nanoseconds ago. Someone walks in. What happened? The Yetzirah is gone. Busha can destroy the Yetzirah. Hashverosh understood. Kolz man yesh Busha ba'olam. I'm not a melech bli hakbalot. I'm not a melech eini mugbeles. Because there's a thing called Busha in the world. Hitler, by the way, wrote about this in Mein Kampf. The Amalekim understand this very well. Kolz man, the Jews live in the world, there's a thing called conscience. And that prevents us doing what we want in the world. He wrote it in Mein Kampf. The barbarians are limited because the Jews have a conscience. And Kolz man, there's a conscience in the world, we can't be unlimited to do whatever we want. He talks about the barbarians. Not, they don't understand the word barbarian the way we understand it, but So what do you need? What's stronger than Busha? How do you get rid of Busha? So you invite Vashti to come to the feast just wearing a crown. After that happens, there's no more Busha in the Medina anymore. That would have destroyed whatever Busha was left. And that's why they say, not just you that she's embarrassed the whole Medina. Busha's come back into the world. There's Busha now. So you have to find another, you have to find another cure for Busha. What's that? Let's honest. The biggest cure for Busha is let's honest. Who's that? That's Amalek. That's Amalek. Leitz you here. That's Amalek. He's called, the Torah calls him a Leitz. He brings that Tonus into the world. So you get Haman involved, Haman will wipe out the Jews for us. There'll be no more Busha in the world. There'll be nothing in his subconscious. We can carry on being a Melech Enu Mugbeles. That's the Malbim discussing this whole dynamic at length. So that's what's going on today. The Gates of the Letzonus. Komoleil Yesh Shnei Kochot Shel Ra. There's two Koiches of evil. The external and the internal. Klippat Paro ve Klippas Amalek. Koiches Ra Eilu Shel Paro Heim Mubalbil Emesa'odem Marayim Lo Kilu Yesh Idira Acheres. Acheres. The Yetzer of Paro comes along and tells you there's other ideas, there's other philosophies. Who says maybe it's not like that? Maybe the world evolved over 50 billion years, and you know how many people fell because of evolution from Jews? You know how many collapsed? Mark Weinberg told me when he was 12 years old, he nearly went off the derech completely because of evolution. Not because of baseball, not because of drugs, because of a deep philosophical struggle with evolution. He said his brother gave him like 20 books to read and said, yeah, read this, come back to me when you finish. That saved him. Can you imagine? 12-year-old kid is busy with a philosophical discussion about evolution. You tell me any 12-year-old today is walking any ideology out there. But evolution, that's an idea. That's Paro. That's the Yitzhak of Paro. Shita Cheres. Who says? Maybe the world wasn't created 5,600 years ago. Look, we have fossils, we have this, we have carbon dating, we have a whole philosophy built up to show you that Hashem didn't create the world. Okay? That's a struggle. That's a Chitzoni Yetzahara. Paro Kaifev Hashem Ubetoira. That's Kvira b'metzias Hashem. That's a different war. V'kayfe b'chiyav lishmoy b'kol Hashem, mi Hashem Hashem shma b'koylo. Hanu Kvira b'toyra. If you deny Hashem, who's Hashem? Why do I have to listen to him? What machayv is to listen to Hashem? That's Kvira b'toyra. Because what machayv is to listen to Hashem is the Torah. Because Hashem gave the Torah, and you have to keep the Torah. I mean, aim Hashem, as who keeps the, what I have to keep the Torah for? So it's another nice philosophy. Which could or could not be true, maybe, who knows, who says? Maybe it was written by people, who, me or ma. And it was relevant then, it's not relevant today. It's like a million philosophers. Lumazeh, amilchom shel Amalek, he lo keneged ha'emunah b'Hashem. Amalek doesn't come along and say, don't believe in Hashem. Ele keneged klal Yisrael, his wars against the Jews. She'amak magia lelachem ibnei Yisrael ha'nimtsoyim b'midbar. Where was klal Yisrael when Amalek came to fight with him? The midbar. Think about it. When does Amalek come to fight against Hashem? When it's borrowed to everybody, she is Hashem. Every breath you're taking, you know it's from Hashem, otherwise you're dead. There was no generation, Dor Deah, that had a deeper understanding and perception, Shiyesh Hashem, than the generation that came out of Mitzrayim. Now you're coming to fight them? What are you going to fight for them? Tell them there's no Hashem in the world. So what's Amalek coming to fight with? You get the picture? You have the problem? Amalek's going to come and tell Klal Yisrael, listen, there's no Hashem. Where's Hashem? Show me Hashem, man. I can't believe in Hashem. Well, we're living in the Ananak covered. We just came out of Mitzrayim. We witnessed 10 Makkas. We saw Kriyas Yamsuf. We're eating mon every day. We're drinking mayim from Behemoth. Are you going to tell me there's no Hashem in the world? I have a hard time convincing the Jewish people there's no Hashem in the world in that situation.
Why were they running away from Rafidim?
Who?
Jewish people. They were running away from terror.
Then that's when Amalek came. We're not sure exactly. We said that. They ran away from the Torah?
They ran away from the responsibility.
They ran away from Asina? Show me where they ran away from Asina.
Rashi says,
They were getting cooled down, but they were not Bikosim. Amalek never came and said, don't believe in Hashem and his Torah. So what was the Milchama of Amalek? What was his Milchama? What did he come to fight? What was the Milchama? The Milchama shel Amalek, he lo keneged imunu b'Hashem. Amalek didn't come and tell you don't believe in Hashem. Neither did Haman for that matter. Neither did Hitler. Hitler never came and said, forget about Hashem and you can live. Kiss the cross, bow down to the cross and you can carry on living. Which is what all the nishonis and struggles of Klal Yisrael until then were about. You noticed? Hitler never came and said, if you convert, you can live. I don't know, but somebody who was not even Jewish properly was killing. What was that about? That's Amalek. He doesn't come to fight him on in Hashem. That's Paro. Paro comes to say, me Hashem. Amalek doesn't say, me Hashem. אלא כנגד כלל ישראל שעל עמק מגיע ללכים מן העם ישראל הנמצאים במדבר דווקא רבוי שכל העולם ברור המציאות השם פשוט איזה השם בואי ששאר בני ישראל we have to understand what were the 10 tests that they tested Hashem even though they knew there was Hashem that's what we have to understand בואי ששאר בני ישראל נמצאים במיירי קריאס ימסוף they were after קריאס ימסוף כשחייל אוכוז יויש ופלשס חייל אוכוז יויש ופלשס אז נבולו אלופי אדם אלה מואב וחזרי רנה the nations were trembling terrified from what they saw they knew there was a Hashem כל האום אז יוידי מלכך כמו שאומרו רחב רמגולים כי שמענו את השם הוא ושהשם מסמי ים סוף מפניכם the prostitute that they came Caleb and they came into Yericho
Rochov
She said, hey, we heard what Hashem did to Yamsuf. The whole world knew they were standing in absolute terror of Klal Yisrael. V'gamacharach, me'echshu yoysi b'midbar lo yichol yili yis kvira b'teire, sh'anei b'matn teire, hishtik ha-kodosh baruch, who has called Abriah. We know that when Hashem gave the Torah on Asina, everyone kept dead silent. Even the birds didn't make a tweet. The whole world came to a frozen standstill. You should understand what that was. So there couldn't be kvira b'zman matn teire, because no one could say anything. The entire world saw Hashem without any svekas. The entire world stood still, dead still, while Hashem came down on our Sinai. Bnei Yisrael b'midbar oichli mon, nani miziv ha-shechina, moikfim ve'anonei ha-covered, and you're going to tell me, don't believe in Hashem. I mean, that's not the war. Amalek's going to come and try and convince him. Klal Yisrael, there's no Hashem. Raklippers with Tuma Amalek, Chatzliche, Ligroim, Libnezel, Lifroik, Oil, Malchus, Shabbai. That's what he does. He gets you to just take off the yoke of Malchus, Shabbai. Toycha midba, Golub, Anoira, Zea, Shem, Haim, Chaim, Bo, Benissim, Atmidim. Bo Amalek, Umatil, Es Eris, Haleksonis, Betoycha Misrok. In that moment of unbelievable closeness to Hashem comes Amalek and injects the poison of Leitzonis into the Marechet. If you saw my midrash, Moshul alates echad shekofetz lambatya loitachas v'koro iso. You go to the mikveh is boiling hot, yeah? So what happens? One guy jumps in and he cools it down. After the first guy's gone in, it's not so hot anymore. It doesn't happen by the Arizal's mikveh, by the way. After a few guys go in, it doesn't get warm. A million chassidim go to the Arizal's mikveh, it's freezing. Why that is, I don't know, but anyway. But that's the vault. That's the midrash. Marshal alights echad shekofot lambatya rotecha is for koroiso. That's what he did. You're living on such a high spiritual level, it's posh, there's no sophic that Hashem's running the world, that Hashem's here. comes along and says, yeah, one second. Let's put Letzonis. That's all. One word of Letzonis is mevatel meyer tochokhus. Meyer tochokhus. You heard 100 shearing musa from Avisol Salanta. 100 shearing. You listen to 100 of Avigdor Muller shearing. 100 of Avigdor Muller shearing. You're on a different planet. You're living in a different world. You're on a spiritual level that you can't even begin to imagine after 100 shearing. Yeah? And one guy comes out of the 100th shear, you just heard the 100th shear, and he makes a comment like, what's that, was the big deal? Yeah, he's an old man, what's he got to teach us? He just wiped out 100 shearing. That's how dangerous, that's honest.
It's not so important.
It's not so important, yeah, whatever. Hello, kol echad mevin sho'isaleitz kibbel kviyos noiris. About Christ, Ambatya. The lights jumped into the water. He got terrible burns. He's walking around blistered, but he did. But he cooled the water. I'm like get whipped for what he did, but he cooled the water. Kach I'm like lelachem ba'am Yisrael shah shiyu bebechidus Ambatya rotechus. Kol ha'olam hu ofu fidlavus v'izrochut ba'am Yisrael. Oba'am like v'tzinen oto. The whole world's in mitlav and blown away by this, by Klal Yisrael and by Hashem's relationship with them. And Amalek comes along and says, big deal, this is the big deal. I'll go to war with him. This week. If you think about what we've just learned today and you apply to what's going on in the world today, you'll see it's madim. Exactly what's going on today. No one's fighting the truth of Torah anymore. No one's fighting the truth of Hashem's existence anymore. No one with any seichel I'm talking about. People who don't know, they just say, yeah, well, evolution. I think about people like that. They never thought. But people are thinking. So what's the milchama today? It's honest. You have to understand this creature very well.
When does comedy become that honest?
We have to define that honest. We have to define comedy. Shabbos.
We spoke about someone who's about Shuba, or someone, even someone who went off the derech and came back, that they considered Geri.
No. Someone who's about Shuba never came back. I mean, a Geri is somebody who never came back. He's come to a new place.
Right.
Somebody went off and came back, so he's not a Geri, he's about Shuba. Someone who was never on the path and was Chayze B'tshuva, what we call today Chayze B'tshuva, is according to Matisyahu, has a din of a ger.
Like all the Bachim, boys or whatever. Isn't that all
what?
I'm saying boys who went off there. So they never felt the Shabbos, they never knew Hashem, they never would.
Maybe, I don't know. That's another question. I think that B'tshuva Gazi was a Chiloni Legavra and he became Fru. That's what he was talking about. He wasn't talking about kids that went off and came back.